Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it. Hour number three is now officially underway. Dubs Anderson down here. Hour number three, Dubs. I mean, where did the hour number one and hour number two go? Why? It's moving fast because the topics are absolutely sensational, Dubs. We got one more hour to go, and I got an idea. This one's going to fly as well.
Prime time for you sports fans right here on the sports grid, Donnie. And it's like dropping them from first gear to second gear to third gear. We are only ramping this ship up as we move through the next hour. And I believe we got a special guest joining us in about 30 minutes. Cannot wait to see who that may be. But we're having a good time, Donnie. Let's keep it lit. Let's keep that momentum rolling in the right direction.
That's right. And that guy that's going to be coming up, Joey Gold Coins Lisi, looking to drop some gems on us. So can't wait for that at the bottom of the hour to get us all fired up. But before we do that, Dubs, this is the part of the show I absolutely love because we are an interactive show and we want to hear from the people. And it's talking about fading the public. Which way do the public want to go? Hot topic today at Sports Grid. Which wide receiver will have a greater impact on their new team? The two choices, obviously, from yesterday, shifting teams. Amari Cooper, now on the Buffalo Bills, no longer on the Cleveland Browns. Davante Adams, no longer on the Vegas Raiders, now on the New York Jets. So, Dubsy, before we reveal who actually won this so far on that online poll, who did you take here?
Amari Cooper, I think, is going to have much more of an impact on the Buffalo Bills than Davante Adams. Plain and simple. Let's go. Bills just got even better. The Jets, don't get me started, Donnie. So that's where my selection went. Where's the public gone? Where have you gone, DRS?
Yeah.
Who was
your
call?
Dubsy and Donnie, hand in hand right now with Amari Cooper.
Seen
I think
him
it's
well.
The better move that's to be made. Even though Davante Adams might be the better player, the better fit is Amari Cooper. They needed that number one. They get that number one. Now, if we flash the graphic up, look at the public out here running strong with the boys right here on the early line. 66% currently live right now have voted for Amari Cooper, Bills Mafia, getting it going as the better fit for his new team. This isn't something I'm going to say like, well, Davante Adams is sensational. Davante Adams made the Jets wide receivers better. But as we talked about, Dubsy, I look at the Buffalo Bills and say they needed a one. That could be the missing piece. I didn't look at the Jets and say they need a number one wide receiver. That's the missing piece.
Yeah, and I feel like this is a piece that fits the puzzle brilliantly here for the Buffalo Bills. I think it's going to be a nice little mesh with Josh Allen, with some of the young wide receivers who are still trying to figure things out. And it takes a lot of pressure off a team that's sitting at 4-2. The Buffalo Bills are sitting at 4-2. They're not trying to resurrect their year. They're not trying to find that missing spark. You get a bona fide superstar and it looks to be durable, still 30 years of age, putting up some fantastic numbers despite playing with a very mediocre quarterback in Deshaun Watson over there at Cleveland. Had four different quarterbacks last year and put up career-best numbers and always seems to be out there in the mix, competing, grinding, seems like a locker room guy as well. So that's the cause for concern for me. Devontae Adams going into that Jets locker room, I don't think that's going to be much of a welcome, you know, laying out the red carpet saying, thanks for coming to join us. I think Amari Cooper to the Buffalo Bills, it seems like a team where everyone's buying in. There's no issues. You've got a quarterback in Josh Allen who's doing everything in his power. And I like the look of Buffalo, and I love the look of this addition. Now got their superstar number one wide receiver in Amari Cooper, who can hopefully take a bit of that pressure off some of the younger guys like Shakir, who are trying to get things going.
Buy, buy, buy. We're not talking about in sync here, Dub. You're talking about buying a hot stock in Amari Cooper. I love the Buffalo Bills now. So if we look at the AFC Championship odds after these moves have been made, the Chiefs obviously still sit up there at a plus 220 price as the favorites. Love me some Baltimore Ravens at plus 370, cranking up that running game. But now there are those Buffalo Bills at a plus 450 price. The other wide receiver that moved yesterday, that went to the New York Jets, in Devontae Adams. The Jets come in at a 17-1. So let me ask you this question. As we sit now, the prices do matter. They're not close, both of these plus 100 figures. The Bills are 450. The Jets are 17-1. Which flyer are you taking? Would it be the Jets to make a run and win the AFC, or is it going to be the Buffalo Bills at a substantially lower price at a plus 450?
It's going to be the lower price at plus 450. You know, it's a game of hunting value, but I don't care if you give me the Jets at 100-1. If I don't think they can take out the conference, what's the point of having 101 tickets sitting in, you know, my hip pocket? So for me, all about the Buffalo Bills. I think it's a great addition. I don't think they need to show much improvement, but they certainly look to be moving in the right direction. I don't think this is going to be the answer or the missing piece for the Jets. Highlighted earlier in the show, it just looks like it's a team of good players. You've got all the chips at the table, but it just doesn't really seem to be meshing so well. And now suddenly you're turning towards, you know, an aging wide receiver in Devontae Adams, who's dealing with a hamstring injury. And you've got your star quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, who's, I believe, you know, not doing his best to build the cohesion within that clubhouse, within that locker room after the head coach get the axe. So give me the Bills. It makes sense. Plus 450. I think it's a really good price. And I do think they've got the juice. They've got the weapons. They've got that defense if it steps up to being an absolute contender in the conference.
Let's take a look at instant impact, too, because I love to look at this. If we're looking at the two games these two players will play this weekend, the Tennessee Titans come to town to take on the Buffalo Bills. The Bills, roughly, let's just call it a 9-point favorite this weekend. The Jets are going on the road to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Jets are a slight favorite at FanDuel at a -1.5 price. If you look at these games and say you're a fantasy guy, Dubsy, who's the guy that's going to get the touchdown? Who's the guy that's going to get the most receptions and also yards? Because here's the way I look at it. I am really excited for Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper doesn't necessarily know Joe Brady's playbook, which he's going to be playing under in Buffalo. The one thing we do know, Devontae Adams, he knows that Nathaniel Hackett offense. So game number one, instant impact. Which guy are you going with?
Instant impact, Devontae Adams, solely based on a lot of the great points you just made there, Donnie. It's going to be a seamless transition. And if you're the head coach slash quarterback, you've brought this guy in, you've upset everyone in the building, you're going to give him the rock. You're going to give him the ball. Devontae Adams is coming across to put up numbers. Take a look at that. Close to 11,000 receiving yards, great, encroaching on that 100 touchdown mark there. So Devontae Adams, truly a special gift from what we have seen over the last 5 to 10 years. I think he'd have the best chance to have an impact day one coming into week seven. And for the Buffalo Bills, that's a big part of the success they're having. They're not missing a one and bringing in a replacement number one wide receiver. They're getting it done with a multitude of different ways. The run game's working. They're trying to spread that rock. So for me, it would be Devontae Adams to have a bigger impact coming in to week seven. I think he's going to get a bit of production.
There are a lot of mouths to feed now in New York, and you're taking a look at that wide receiver room, which did have an alpha dog and a highly drafted player that's performing well in Garrett Wilson. Now you get Devontae Adams. Who's going to be fighting for that alpha dog status there? It's not going to be Alan Lazard. It's going to be between two of those guys. I just look at that Buffalo Bills scenario, Dubs, and I say to myself, they were waiting for that alpha dog to come in, and now you got him, and it makes the entire team better. When I look at Garrett Wilson, like, you should be able to say, okay, X's and O's. he's going to be open wide because Davante Adams is going to get probably the market share of the coverage and the targets. But at the same time, Garrett Wilson was used to being that guy. You drafted Garrett Wilson to be your number one overall. You didn't necessarily have that in Buffalo. Yes, second round pick Keon Coleman, he's a rookie. See where he can fit in, but he's still a rookie at this point. And maybe we're expecting bigger things down the road. Khalil Shakir, obviously one of those targets that you love to see Josh Allen going after, but also you're saying, well, he's really not a number one, and maybe he's just coming into the NFL and saying, I have a promising career ahead of me. Now you get Amari Cooper from day number one. He should be able to set the tone in that locker room, and that's something that I'm really looking forward to seeing it play out. I like both of these moves, but as Dubs and I just pointed out, we really love one of those moves, and it's Amari Cooper going to the Buffalo Bills. It fits an absolute need. There's going to be no pushback from that locker room, and I'm not saying you might have issues in New York, Dubsy, but we know when you get two alpha dogs in the same room trying to eat the same bone, sometimes it doesn't work out. There might be a winner and a loser, but we'll know this Sunday who's going to be in that winner and loser column. Can't wait to make sure and watch it play out. Baseball's next. We got to get back to it, baby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, right back at it here. Major League Baseball, Dubsy. Come on. Game number three. You're in the, you know, Queens. It's chilly temperatures. You don't get that nice sunny 70 degrees out there on the West Coast. Things change. Buehler's on the mound. Maybe he can bounce back to his form we saw from a couple of years ago, where he was one of the better young pitchers. Luis Severino, no stranger to pitching in the city of New York. A favorite here at the FanDuel Sportsbook to who? It's the Los Angeles Dodgers, minus 116 price. There's a total of 7.5, Dubsy. Tonight, a pivotal game number three, Citi Field in Queens. How are we feeling about it?
9 runs in the first game. It was 10 in the second. It's a low total, projected to be thereabouts a pick'em. I think the Mets have got a really good chance. And, you know, a couple of different storylines for your two starting pitchers. You highlighted there, Donnie Walker, Buehler getting the start for the Dodgers. And Buehler had a really good chance of going for game two. Dave Roberts decided to keep the star arm back for game three, just having that post season experience, the playoff experience, if you will, and going into Citi Field. This is not going to be an easy afternoon, an easy evening, if you will. And taking a look at the way the series projects, it's going to be a tough next three games. So this would be imperative for the Dodgers to get the score here. For the Mets, Luis Severino, I feel like missed a consistency from what we have seen going through the regular season. And again, this is a big spot, but no cause for concern that Luis Severino wouldn't show up with his best stuff out there this evening. So I think the Mets have got a really good chance. I highlighted they're going to be my price late. I think the Dodgers are a little vulnerable in this spot. I love what I've seen from Yamamoto, but outside of that ace, I think guys like Walker Buehler have just shown us time and time again, it's really tough to trust them in a big spot like this one. The Mets are playing with momentum. They're playing with confidence, and they've got that New York grid, and that's what you want to see in October.
Yeah, you see that graphic up there, which, again, is crazy to look at. A couple of years ago, never would have thought this. Walker Buehler coming back from injury this season, 1-6 overall with a 5.38 ERA. Hasn't been great down the stretch. Luis Severino under a 4 ERA, much more starts, 11-7 on the season. Now, granted, Dubsy, right, there's pressure on both teams. You don't get to the league championship series in the city of New York or Los Angeles and not have pressure. But to me, I do think the Dodgers tonight are under more pressure than the New York Mets. And yes, the winner of this game is going to have a decided advantage, and the loser certainly is not going to be out of this series, but you no longer have that 2-2-1-1-1 World Series where you say, okay, home team gets two, road team gets two, best of three with the home team advantage, because you might not get a return trip to Los Angeles if you don't win at least one game here in New York. So if the Dodgers can secure that victory, you're starting to play from that advantage saying, you know, worst case scenario, we still get to go home, but now why not let's take advantage and win two of three games here in New York before we get home where you only have to win one of those final games. And you're seeing that close spread number here, a close money line, I should say, today at the FanDuel Sportsbook at a -116, -102 split. But if we are looking at both of these pitchers, as I was, you know, going over in that last hour, who has the decided advantage? Each one of these pitchers wants to pitch to their strength. Luis Severino, filthy on the season here, up against right-handed batters. So with that Dodgers lineup, even though I love Mookie Betts, he's a right-handed batter. I love Teoscar Hernandez. He's a right-handed batter. I'm not going that direction. But if you are looking at just pure lefties in that lineup, it's Shohei Ohtani, and it's probably Max Muncy as the best of it. Both of those hitters over the past 30 days have excelled against right-handed pitching. If we go over to the opposite side and say, well, what's Walker Buehler been doing? He's actually been very good over the past 30 days against lefties and has been bad against righties. So even though I like Brandon Nimmo as a hitter, who has destroyed right-handed pitching over the past month, Dubsy, I'm more looking towards who are those right-handed batters going to be for tonight. Say, you know what? Let's go with Lindor. Well, he's a switch hitter going up against a righty. He's going to bat from the left-hand side. I don't want that. I'm focused on Pete Alonso in that lineup who I think can do damage, as well as Mark Vientos. So there are some sides here. If you don't want to take a look at the overall game, like the Mets and the Dodgers or the total, I think you can get some ins here with some of these batters, Dubsy.
And Donnie, taking a look at that total, you know, the Dodgers went ham in the opener, putting up a 9-piece blank in the Mets. They returned and served the Mets in game two, but we saw the overs cash again. Would you expect to see, you know, Dave Roberts and the like, if Severino is not firing with a big one, if Walker Buehler is not showing up to play, could they get hooked early in this one and try to lean on those bullpens? And who would have the stronger bullpen out of the Mets and the Dodgers?
You know what? It's playoff baseball. Like, everything is on the table. Did we think that Tanner Bibee was going to go into New York and say, you know what, I'm not going to make it out of the second inning, not because I'm really getting destroyed here, but because my arm is injured? No, it was that you had a leverage situation that you tried to use to your advantage for Cleveland, and you start bringing those bullpens in. Same thing is going to happen tonight. You know, this is a huge game to whoever wins it. So if you have to expend an extra bullpen arm or two, you're going to do that. If you have to burn a starter because you think the best chance for you to hang around this baseball game is not let that start to go into the third inning, they're going to do that here. Playoff baseball usually typically is run to an under because handicapping in the regular season, Dubs, very easy. Two starting pitchers, the expectations to go 5+ innings so you don't have to burn that bullpen. In the playoffs, they don't treat it that way. Everybody, it feels like, is a bullpen starter. If you pitch well, you stay in the game, Dubsy. The minute you run into trouble, like, let's just go back and let's just say the fourth inning of a Reds-Pirates game. Pitcher is up 4-0 in the third inning. And he starts to get, you know, two guys on, no out. He might come out of this baseball game despite having a 4-0 lead. In the regular season, that's never going to happen because you can't burn that bullpen because you have 120 games left in the season. So for me, it's one, I'm saying Walker Buehler hasn't been great. He's not Gerrit Cole. He's not a superstar ace out here that you're going to let work through. He's not Zach Wheeler. So I do think there's a chance, Dubsy, that both of these starters might get pulled before we even see the fifth inning today.
Early doors could be some fantastic live wagering ways to jump in there and find a couple of different positions as well. But Luis Severino, you know, highlighted, Donnie, he's had a really fantastic 2024. I certainly think it could be another great showing out here this afternoon, this evening. But this is truly as good as it gets. October baseball, two powerhouses of the National League squaring off. East Coast going against the West Coast for the Dodgers. I don't know. I feel like I was buying in all season long, Donnie, and now I've just lost so much confidence that I'm looking for an upset. I'm looking for the home team to get it done at Citi Field tonight.
I love it. I love playoff baseball. October baseball is awesome. Probably November baseball on the horizon to crown a World Series champion. But it's crazy. From the advent of the season where you start and you get to the middle and the end of the regular season, much easier to handicap than the playoffs because you don't even know who's going to be pitching, Dubsy, in the next game, let alone the next inning here. Can't wait to watch it play out. Citi Field tonight, slight favorite for the Dodgers. Couple hitters that we like. We recap them. More coming up next. Who's at the WNBA and hot topics across the NFL.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it here in hour number three of the Early Line series, XM Channel 159, right here on the Sports Grid Network at Stubbs and Donnie. More hot topics. And also, look, the NFL just continues to hand out information. It is a news cycle 24/7. But sometimes it's a bad news cycle. Yesterday, Dubs, you got the good news. Hey, the Jets are getting help. The Buffalo Bills are getting help. the New York Giants not getting help. And as reported from Ian Rappaport just a few minutes ago, Giants star left tackle Andrew Thomas, one of the best in the NFL, is now having or had successful surgery this morning to repair a Liz Frank injury to his foot. That's devastating news. Looks like Dubsy, he's out for the year. Danny Dimes, signature offensive lineman to protect his backside, out for the season.
Yeah, not good. Things go from bad to worse there. That'd be a massive loss. It looks like it's going to be an expected loss there for the Giants, certainly for Daniel Jones as well. I mean, he needs all the time he can get in that pocket, needs that protection from the line. Andrew Thomas has been a key and pivotal piece for the Giants. So not good news there. It looks like it will be season-ending surgery coming up there off that foot issue. So no days off on the injury side of things, Donnie. This is what you need to have a good season before making it a fantastic season. You need the rub in your side, and right now the Giants, they're trying to find something. It's just it seems to be an uphill battle again in New York.
Yeah, it's a shame. Like, I would love if nobody got injured, we could just play clean seasons, but it doesn't happen. The Giants and the Eagles will play this weekend, and we just talked about Andrew Thomas being down for the season. Jordan Mailata, very good right tackle for the Philadelphia Eagles, he'll be down a couple weeks with a hamstring injury. It never stops in the NFL, and we have those hot topics and those breaking news stories. You get it right here on the Sports Grid Network. Other hot topics, which include the WNBA in their finals right now. It's the Liberty, and it's the Lynx. 1-1 in the series, W. By the way, how are we enjoying the series right now? Excitement across? Is the Anderson household rocking and rolling?
Donnie, it has been fantastic. I mean, game one lived up to the billing. Nobody gave the Lynx a chance going into New York, and they pulled it off an almighty monster victory to get that lead. It's now squared off one apiece. If you're coming into this one, taking a look at game three, the Liberty are the class. They were expected to go on and make light work of the Lynx, but suddenly Minnesota have got home court advantage, and they've got this series at one apiece going back to Minnesota. I like what I'm seeing back there at Target Center. This is the younger team, more motivated. They look hungry. They want that smoke, and if they can just continue to move it up tempo, more what we saw in game one than what we saw in game two, they can have a really good chance back in their building.
Here's what we take a look at the FanDuel Sportsbook. The favorite tonight is the New York Liberty at -3.5 points. If you want to take them on the money line, it's -170. If you want the dog prices here, the Minnesota Lynx +3.5 and a price of 138. But we don't have a total in this game, Dubsy. We don't. The calculators weren't working this morning. Why no total?
What's is the Casio not a part of the Wednesday setup? I can give you the total, Donnie. I give you the total. I'll set it 164.5, and I think we get the overs, and I think the Lynx give an absolute push. I think we can get the cover. Can they win it straight up? Ooh, it's a big ask. If they win this one straight up, they'll go on to win the whole thing. They'll go on to win this whole series. So it's a massive spot. Game three series, one apiece back there in Minnesota. But who needs a calculator when you got Dubsy Dimes on the Wednesday show, Donny? That's simple.
It's perfect. It's perfect. And by the way, it is simple. We talk about like Major League Baseball. It's a 7-game series taking place. We talk about a pivotal game number three. How about a 5-game series, though? But even more pivotable. How can I use that? Can I use that as a word?
Yeah. You're hanging out with me too long, Donnie. It's not good.
It's much more pivotable tonight here for the Lynx to get that victory here and sort of put that squeeze on the Liberty. But if I gave you two Liberty players tonight, Breanna Stewart, points prop 21.5. Sabrina Ionescu, 18.5. Who's more likely to go over their points prop tonight for you, Stewie or Ionescu?
Breanna Stewart. She's seen him well. 21 points last out. Was in a bit of a shooting funk prior to that, but absolutely found that confidence, that spark again in that last outing. So plenty of chances. Been fantastic from the floor. Let's get it. Breanna Stewart, overs. High scorer, 164.5 is the mock total set by yours truly. I think we see plenty of points, Donnie. It's going to be a track meet, but guess what? The Lynx, they're going to be up for running at a fast-paced tempo, and I think they're going to push the Liberty all the way in this one. This is a surprise series, but it's going to be a fantastic one.
We'll see how it finishes up, too, because let's just say some of those buy-in opportunities, your back is going to be up against the wall if you lose tonight. final two games of the series. It's almost, for me, it's like I want the Liberty to lose for the chance to buy back in on the Liberty here as they move forward. But they are the favorites to win tonight. It's a 3.5-point line here at the FanDuel Sportsbook. We'll see how that finishes up. But Dumpy, he's finished up. What a job this man has done. Now we head to Comic-Con. That's what I'm hearing in the background here. Yeah, you guessed it, right here on the early line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want some fun coming up here next? Boy, we got you covered. NFL topics, college football topics, the one, the only. And by the way, Joe Lisi's joining the program right now. He was a little bit late getting here. He had to apologize. He was on GoDaddy registering the energyjoker.com. It's official. He's here, baby.
Oh, baby. Let me tell you, the Energy Joker loves this salmon shirt, Donnie. Love it, baby. The Energy Joker's in the house. That was great. Let me tell you. Monday night was fantastic. Great coverage, great game. I had a great time. But I love the camaraderie between the three of us. It's nothing better, baby.
I'm checking a Slack check right now that's saying, please wrap Lisi up once again. He's already annoying me. The initials were KW at this point. So maybe we don't want to annoy anymore at this point. But we got big topics, Joe, to get to here in the NFL. Because if you wanted a Tuesday where it's basically, hey, have an off day and relax. The NFL players don't show up and work out. They get back to business on Wednesday. The front offices were moving. Let's start here. Devontae Adams, in the middle of the night after a Jets loss, he finds himself being a New York Jet. Close to 11,000 receiving yards, 96 touchdowns, six-time Pro Bowler, three-time first-team All-Pro, Devontae Adams to the Jets. Big deal or no big deal?
I don't think it's that big of a deal. Now, obviously, it's an added weapon for Aaron Rodgers, right? But they already have Garrett Wilson, Alan Lazard, that made the Hail Mary reception, Conklin, an above-average tight end. But the bigger problem and issue, Donnie, is the fact that, again, Aaron Rodgers is getting what he wants, right? And that is not the real concern when the team is and facing adversity is who's the real leader of that organization right now? Is it Ulbrich or is it in fact Aaron Rodgers? And who do you turn to? That is the issue, I think, big picture to say, are the Jets a legitimate wild card or division contender? Can you back this team over the potential 8.5 wins? Can you back them now with a double-digit price to make the playoffs? That is the problem in winning an AFC championship. I can't do it because if things go south, then Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to take accountability. He wants to throw everyone under the bus. So if they lose now with Devontae Adams, whose fault is it going to be?
It's such a good point because when we're looking at the Jets overall, Joe, sometimes you can say, and we'll get to the Buffalo Bills in just a few moments. I don't look at the Jets and go, you know what, Joe, they are a top wide receiver away from winning football games. That's not what you get out of it. Like their defense is decent here, right? It can be, when it's great, a top 10 defense, maybe even a top 5. You look at the offense, you have the skill position weapons, you have the running game, you tried to rebuild that offensive line. It's the quarterback. If we remove the 49ers game, first game of the season where they got beat 32-19, nobody was good in that game for the Jets. But as you move forward, you beat the Titans, you beat the Patriots, you should have beaten the Broncos, you should have beaten the Vikings, and you should have beaten the Bills. And at no time did I say their wide receiver position is letting them down. If they can strengthen that, that's going to be the key to victory here. You need a better pass rush. You need a better quarterback play out of Aaron Rodgers. So moving forward with the Jets, I know people get excited. And does it make the Jets better? Yes, when you add one of the best players in the NFL to a certain position room, it is going to make them better. But Joe, Garrett Wilson was fine as my number one. Alan Lazard was fine as my number two. Mike Williams, you paid him $10 million. You're already sending him out of here.
Right. It really is crazy because, again, the problems weren't so much the offensive skill players. To your point, they were moving the football. It's just that in critical situations, Aaron Rodgers didn't produce to lead a touchdown potentially against Denver. They missed a field goal, granted, but they only put up 9 points in that loss. He throws three interceptions against Minnesota. When the game was on the line, he throws the interception Monday night, trying to hit Mike Williams for a big play. He just did never came through in regards to the clutch, and that is the issue now. So the younger players like Garrett Wilson, What's he going to do when you know, Devontae Adams is now getting 13 targets? Is he going to be checked out? What happens to the defense? Because you get that emotional effort on Monday night. You don't win the game. You're 2-4. Devontae walks into the building. Let's say you lose this week. Let's say you lose the following week. You're 2-6. Are players just going to be checked out? And is Aaron Rodgers going to be like, you know what? I can't win here, or I can't win with these guys because they're not all bought in. Really? You got the coach fired. So that is the issue, Donnie. I can't buy this team. No continuity. And I have no idea where that locker room is.
Yeah, we'll take a look at again, the Jets, you know, outlook. Team win total is down to 7.5, which means they can go under 500 this year with that talent, which would be unheard of, and still be able to cash a ticket there. The playoffs used to be a favorite. Now they're the dog, Joe, plus 136. AFC's title, AFC title, and Super Bowl title, all those numbers listed on the graphic here. Let me ask you one question on one bet. Playoffs plus 136. Fade or are you back in that?
No, I would fade. And if we're looking at similar teams in similar types of situations, Donnie, I would take a flyer on Joe Burrow in Cincinnati before I back and take the 136 with the New York Jets. And I know it's favorable potentially for them, but there's no way I'm backing it, even with plus money. I don't like the Jets moving forward. I didn't like them at the start of the season. I thought they were a 7-8-win football team at the very best. And that's when they had their head coach and a team in place. I don't like the way they're playing right now.
A lot of mouths to feed on that offense with a lot of really good talent. There's only one football to go around. Some players are going to be left out. We'll see if that impacts the New York Jets. But if they win, nobody's really going to squeak over there. But if they lose, that's going to be a fun locker room to read. Let's move it over to Amari Cooper, the second big wide receiver to be shifted from his current team, the Cleveland Browns, or excuse me, over his past team, the Cleveland Browns, to his current team, the Buffalo Bills. You take a look at some of those career stats here. He's been phenomenal. Close to 700 catches, Joe. You take a look at 62 touchdowns, a five-time Pro Bowler. The Buffalo Bills, for me, I was upset saying, man, I really wish they would have been players with Devontae Adams. That front office certainly was listening, understanding. If we really want to be an elite football team, we got to get that true number one. They get that true number one. And I think, Joe, this is going to fit like a glove for the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, I love the move, Donnie. Now I'm all bought in regards to Buffalo winning the division and being a legitimate Super Bowl contender. They didn't have what they thought in terms of Keon Coleman. Amari Cooper just goes about his business and produces. And think about this with Joe Flacco last year. Had one of his best games in regards to, you know, a dynamic performance. What do you have, 160 or close to 200 receiving yards in that ball game, right? With Josh Allen, the ability to extend plays, the ability to hit Amari Cooper multiple times, that opens up everything now. That opens up Dalton Kincaid. That opens up Shakir. That opens up the secondary options in Keon Coleman now for that offense. And Josh Allen now has a legitimate weapon that, just like he had with Stephon Diggs when they were making those runs, Amari Cooper's a great addition. He came on the cheap. He's not Devontae Adams, but this is a huge piece of the puzzle to Buffalo competing for an AFC championship now.
You know, we love too on this move, because Amari Cooper can be that alpha dog. Khalil Shakir is great over the middle. Amari Cooper's not going to take that slot position. And it allows your young wide receiver, Keon Coleman, to learn from another professional at that same thing. So, you know what? I don't have to be the number one. I don't have to catch 96 balls where everybody's going to be upset with me. I love the way it factors all the way through. If we're looking for the Buffalo Bills, the rest of the season outlook, much different than the Jets. 11.5 is a win total. The playoffs, minus 1250. The AFC East, minus 390. AFC title, plus 450. And the Super Bowl, plus 850. With this move for me, it's time now to back the Buffalo Bills with a legitimate chance to win a Super Bowl, Joe.
Yeah, and then the plus 850 price, Donnie, is not that far off from where they were in the offseason, right? So now you add another piece of the puzzle, a legitimate number one, and they're still there almost 10-1. So I like that. AFC and Super Bowl are on the table for me at plus 450 and plus 850 overall. And again, if you want to take a shot, they are the clear-cut favorite now for the AFC East. No doubt that they have the best quarterback, the best now offensive weapon that helps their offense elevate to the next level. And once James Cook comes back from the injury, they're going to be cooking, baby.
Yeah, and also they got a couple running backs that have shown that even when Cook is not there, they can certainly be able to be those bell cow guys. And now you take a look at this offense moving forward. I like where they sit. They're now in that pantheon to me of, yes, they can take down the Ravens. Yes, they can take down the Chiefs. In the past, Joe, thought they could be competitive just because you have Josh Allen, but now you can really step up in that marketplace. Can't wait to see how this plays out. They're the favorites by a wide margin to win the AFC East. We'll see where that plays out. Now we move forward to another quarterback room. I've asked everybody at the Sports Grid Network, they agree with Mike Tomlin if he makes a quarterback change. And we'll tell you why next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Now, get ready for a nice little segment right here where the gold coins could be flying left and right because the Pittsburgh Steelers seem to be at a crossroads, Joe Lisi. 4-2 on the season. Let's set the table once again. In the offseason, Mike Tomlin said, over my dead body, is Justin Fields ever going to be a starting quarterback here for the Pittsburgh Steelers? No, he actually didn't say that. I'm just paraphrasing here. But he wanted Russell Wilson to be that starter at quarterback. Day one in the NFL, Joe Lisi was right. It was Justin Fields because why? Russell Wilson's calf injury would not allow him to play over the first month of the season. He is ready now. He is practicing. He is expected to take first team reps this week. So let's start here. Does Justin Fields start this weekend, or is it Russell Wilson, Joe?
I think it's still Justin Fields, and I know Mike Tomlin came out and, you know, made some mention about Russell Wilson. I'll just say this, Donnie. I understand from a passing perspective, Justin Fields isn't Pat Mahomes. He's not Joe Burrow. He might not even be Jalen Hurts, but the guy wins games. He's 4-2 overall, has won 3 road games for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's won over the locker room, battle-tested, and he brings an added dimension that Russell Wilson does not give that offense, and that's the ability in regards to the RPO game to take games over. He did have 50-plus yards again on the ground, 2 touchdowns. They win and put up 30 points in that victory against Las Vegas this past weekend, and now you're going to turn to Russell Wilson. I just don't see it. And if they do that, and the Pittsburgh Steelers, let's say, lose 2 games back-to-back, what happens to the locker room and what happens to the continuity then?
Here's what we're looking at from the Steelers, because I'm not here to actually slander Justin Fields. If you tell somebody like, hey, you're supposed to be the backup, and the backup's only role for me is when you play, give us a chance to win football games. He absolutely did that. Was the competition fantastic? Not necessarily, but that's out of the equation. You only play who's on your roster. 10 total touchdowns, 1 interceptions. I like that. He has fumbled quite a bit. Yes. But for me, the best version of the Pittsburgh Steelers would come with Russell Wilson as their passing game guy. Now, I also want to say, this doesn't mean he's going to be Patrick Mahomes. Hey, Russell is going to start this weekend, Joe, 30 for 40, 355 yards and 4 touchdowns. No, but I just see like the passing game ease where it's like just hit the play point guard is what I want to talk about it. Hit the 7-yard pass, hit the 10-yard pass, the 15-yard intermittent route. But also, this doesn't mean that Justin Fields goes to the benches never to be seen again. He could be such an integral part of this team moving forward because he is electric in short yards. He can be Taysom Hill times 3 in the red zone, passing and running. There is a place for him. I just think the Steelers, the version of themselves where they expect to make the playoffs and possibly win a game or two, I just think Russell Wilson gives him the best chance to actually do that, Joe.
See, that's what Tomlin believes, and I disagree, Donnie, and this is where we could talk it out, is, yes, you're right in regards to the passing game, right? Maybe Russell Wilson is a better facilitator of the football. He could go through the passing tree a little bit better and know where he has to go in terms of the options, you know, wide receiver 1-2, depending upon the routes. The thing and the attribute that you don't get with Russell Wilson, especially now later in his career, is that if the pocket does break down, can he take off and run the way Justin Fields has done in multiple games and then still keep his eyes down the field and hit a wide open wide receiver? You know, that is something that we're not really taking into account. And then here's the other thing. All right, so you utilize, according to your philosophy, Russell Wilson for 80% of the snaps and 20%, let's say we'll give, you know, Justin Fields. Now you're one-dimensional. Once Justin Fields comes in, you know he's getting the football in the RPO game. That really cuts down his ability to really keep the defense guessing. So that's the other attribute. And I'll go back to this. He's won four games, three on the road. That's something that can't be taken lightly, especially if you're making a playoff run.
You got it. And they do have a big game on Sunday night. That's going to be massive in the AFC. The Jets go on the road. They're going to bring their new wide receiver. And who knows if Pittsburgh is going to bring a new quarterback to the equation. Something to watch. But the Jets currently a 1.5-point favorite here at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Let's move over to another topic and keep it in the NFL. And if we equate it to the Sports Grid Network, look, every week Joe Lisi is making calls behind the scenes to upper management, trying to get hosts removed. I don't want to work with Donnie Wednesdays. Really? I can't work with Ben here on the radio. Kevin Wall should be removed. I should be the focus guy. Look, Jerry Jones. He went on the radio and said, you know what? You don't ask me the right question. I don't want you as a host. The all-in owner of the Dallas Cowboys, Joe. What do you think about him now trying to bully radio hosts around here?
Well, this is, you know, the older guy that's getting frustrated, right? You know, it used to be no problem. Yeah, everybody feared Jerry Jones. And now people, and more importantly, fans are getting fed up, right? When you lose three home games, Donnie, and are not competitive in those games, you've gotten absolutely kicked in the chops. And we can't use the game against Baltimore because what were they down? 28-3 in the first half. They've been non-competitive in all of these games. The fans want more. You paid all these guys money. And, you know, Jerry Jones hasn't won a Super Bowl since Jimmy Johnson. So, you know, what are we doing here? Jimmy Johnson, Barry Switzer, it's been a long time coming. And at the end of the day, he kept Mike McCarthy, basically a lame duck coach. You bring in Mike Zimmer, the defense is absolutely atrocious. And people want to know what's going on. He has to take accountability. And people, and more importantly, the radio host, put me on there. Yeah, I'm going to call you out. Absolutely. Because your decisions have affected the wins and losses for this football team.
Yeah, and nobody put words in his mouth like we are all in this season, only be 3-3, getting waxed at home and then asking questions about why are you so all in? You didn't make many moves in the offseason. I'm not here to talk about that. What are you here to talk about at this point? They're 3-3, but also, Joe, next five games for the Dallas Cowboys, all playoff contenders. At the Niners, at the Falcons, Eagles, Texans, and Commanders here. So things might not even get better. They could get worse for the Dallas Cowboys. So we know them to be, Joe, a very good regular season team typically. It doesn't look like it's panning out this year. Is there any buy-in factors of those numbers that we're looking at? Team win total to make the playoffs now is plus money. NFC, Super Bowl, what is it?
I think it would be the NFC East and playoffs. I have no confidence in this team, big picture, on a big spot, especially now with them not winning at home and Mike Zimmer not having answers for the defense. I would take a flyer because the NFC East is competitive and the playoffs at minus 196, but that's about it. I think they're one and done if they get in.
Yeah, it doesn't look good for the Cowboys here, but certainly you can move and change that season around. Some great hot topics with Joe Lisi. He had some fun talking to him here, but you want to stay tuned because I'm seeing a big college football game. Georgia and Texas. Joe Lisi calling this his progressive payout play of the year, people. Coming up next, stay tuned right here on the Sports Grid Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back on the early line, Donnie, myself, and Kevin Walsh will be there tomorrow night for in-game Pro Football Today coverage. Tune in. Donnie and Ben will be back tomorrow. We're going to try and keep the baseball picks going with bye, bye, bye. Only one game tonight, so let's see if we can continue the winning streak. 2-0 last week. Give me bye, 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 Friezo.
Bye, bye, bye.
All right, I'm not going to take the total 7.5 tonight. The game is played in New York. A little chill in the air. Severino versus a Bueller in this matchup. I'm going to take the Mets. I don't like the way the Dodgers are playing. I don't know. That's just me. I think the Mets are playing a little bit with house money, playing at home. Give me the 102 for the New York Mets in this matchup. We'll see if we could go 3-0 over the past couple of weeks. I think the picks, if I'm not mistaken, Friezo, 9-5 since I've been giving out baseball picks. on the early line. So 2-0 last week. We'll see if we can continue in regards to the New York Mets. Big weekend. And some have said, and I'll say it. Last week was a great weekend of college football. We had two of the marquee games, LSU and Ole Miss, go down to the wire. Ohio State and Oregon as well. But I actually believe this weekend could be better. You're not going to get maybe the top 25 battles that we had, but there are a number of marquee games, including the big one in Austin, Texas, in the SEC. Yes, SEC. Georgia and the Longhorns. Longhorns undefeated. Georgia with one loss. They're catching 3.5 in this matchup. It seems like a huge number, but that Texas defense has stepped up. They dominated Michael Hawkins in Oklahoma in the Red River rivalry. They covered that 14.5-point number. They were able to run it, throw it. Quinn Ewers comes back over 200 yards, a couple of touchdowns in that performance. It's going to come down to which team is going to win it in the trenches. And that's where I go to the Georgia Bulldogs. I understand they have been a little bit inconsistent in the interior. They didn't cover back-to-back games after they lost the Alabama matchup 41-37. Didn't cover. They get the win by 18 points over Auburn. They get the win against Mississippi State. That was a team that they had dominated four previous meetings. They lead 32.5 and only won by 10 points. But I think on the road, Carson Beck, the offensive line will take over for Georgia. Here's a crazy stat as well, and I brought it up on College Football Today, and it dates back to 2016. Georgia's an effective football team every time they pound the rock for over 200 yards. You can go back against FCS and FBS opponents. They are 49-0 entering this year every time Georgia runs for over 200. Against FBS opponents since that time, it's like 45-0, and they've won those games in FBS over the past couple of seasons by an average margin of victory of 30 points per game. You look at the stat sheet this year with Trevor Etienne, the Georgia Bulldogs have not rushed for over 200. It's been Carson Beck. It's been the passing attack. On the road in Austin, look for the offensive line to take over. I think Etienne might break out. I think Georgia can win this ballgame outright. Give me the 3.5 points. Give me Kirby Smart in this matchup. But it's going to be a dynamic atmosphere in Austin this coming Saturday. Another couple of games that I think we have to keep an eye out on in regards to just the series perspective. Third Saturday of October can only mean one thing, baby. Alabama, Tennessee. Now, both teams were pushed to the limit this past weekend. We saw Jalen Milroe and Alabama struggle. They didn't cover as a 21.5-point home favorite over Lenora Sellers and South Carolina. They win it 27-25, and we saw Florida push Nico and Tennessee to the limit as well. In overtime, the Vols prevail 23-17. This game last year, you remember, 8.5-point favorite in Alabama. They trailed by double digits but pulled away in the second half, 34-20. Alabama has won 16. Yes, 16 of the last 17 meetings in this series. Last time they played, though, in Knoxville, that was Hendon Hooker. That was Tennessee striking the upset 52-49 over Bryce Young. I think when you look at this game overall, Jalen Milroe and how inconsistent, at least over the past couple of weeks, Tennessee's offense has been, give me Alabama minus the 3 on the road. I think they find a way and win it by 7 or more. Another team to keep an eye out on is, in fact, the Miami Hurricanes. Rematch of last year where they were catching 1 point over Louisville. They lost. They're laying 4.5. I think Cam Ward breaks out and covers that line this coming Saturday. The guys will be back tomorrow. I'll see you next week. Have a great week, everyone.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.